boy Rova, koishi maosha tisto bezivo. So we learned that dam koishi is not metame. It's the psukim we had. It doesn't make zivo. But will it be soisa? Let's say she's in the middle of zayin nikiyim, and now comes dam koishi. Will that dam be soisa? In fact, the more interesting shayla, dover ha metame soiser. It's not presently a metami because there's a gzeres hakosev that koish is metai. But if it would be b'mei nido, as we learned before, it would be tomi, right? So it's bad simdam tomi. Just a din that koish is, says it doesn't make ziva. So it's epsadovra metami be'etzem. So it therefore can be soiser zayin neki. Oy dilma dovra goyrem soiser. The only thing that's soiser is something that could be goyrim zivo, meaning that could make zivo and bring on a zayin nekiim. Such a thing could be soiser. The high love goyrimu. This will never be goyrim zivo because we have the gzeres hakosuv that dam koishi doesn't make zivo. Now we have to keep in mind, Rashi and Tais right away ask, it was like Shaili does. I mean, we know, we had already that shichvazera is not goyrim. Doesn't make, and yet it's soiser. We had before soiser yemechut. So he'll explain that's called soiser yemechut. We want to know here if it's soiser called zayin. Is it a real steer? We'll come later in the parak. Itaka is soiser yemechut, but now we want to know is it soiser like zivo? It's a very interesting shaila. It's a zivo that the Torah was metar. It can't do any harm. On the other hand, it is dam. So in another situation, it would be metami. Is that soiser? Omale abaye. Oines bezivo yechiyach. I'll prove it to you from oines bezivo, because we just learned that yesterday. She'ena goyrim, right? Oines bezivo is not goyrim. We said loy machmas oinsoy v'soyse, but it is soyse that we had yesterday also. The reviyas doesn't need bedik. It's zicha b'oines is soyse. Amalei, why that's bedik? That's not true. We learned, if you remember, we learned yesterday that in the riyashlishes. Oinus will work. That's the machlokes the rabbanon or blessed. But we came out yesterday that in the riyashlishes you don't need bedikah. Meaning oinus will be metam in the riyashlishes. Meaning oinus is goyrim zivo. So you're making a mistake. You bring me a raya that oinus bezivo is not goyrim yet. It's soisi. You're completely wrong. Oinus bezivo is goyrim. Amalei lai. It's just the opposite. Hai nami goyrim hu. Oinus bezivo is goyrim detanan. Rory Shina Baitkinaisa, Shnia Baitkinaisa, Shlisha, same Baitkinaisa. On the third Riyah, you don't need Badika, meaning the third Riyah, even if it's Ba'oines, makes him for a Zav. So it is a Goyim of Adit Saisa, that's no Raya. Oh, Frank Mubba, we had a Machloikis yesterday, if you remember. Reb Lezer held that Shlisha is Baitkinaisa, Raviyah is same Baitkinaisa, meaning the Shlisha is, if it's Ba'oines, won't make Zav. But on the Raviyah, it'll be Saisa. In Reb Lezer, we have a good Raya, because according to Reb Lezer, Ziva Ba'oines is not Goyrim, and yet it is Soiser. Ula Reb Lezer, the Omar Af Bishlish is Baitkinoisoi, meaning that Oines is not Goyrim anything, even in the Riyah Shlish. You have to be Baitik, make sure it's not Oines. Ochaname Kaven de Loigorim Loisosa, is that what you're trying to tell me? As we're coming now with the second side of the Shaila. If it's not Goyrim, it's not Soiser. So we weren't said, Ziva Ba'oines is not Goyrim and yet it's Soiser. It is Goyrim because Bishlishis, you don't need Bedika. But according to Reb Lezer, that Bishlishis needs Bedika, meaning that it's not Goyrim. It's Taka not Soiser. Says, yeah. Omalei Reb Lezer, Ochanami. Itaka won't be Soiser. Says, well, that's impossible. That we learned yesterday. Toshmar Reb Lezer, Af Bishlishis, Baitkinoisoi. Meaning if it's Oines, it doesn't make anything. But Bervias ain't Baitkinoisoi. What does it mean, Bervias ain't Baitkinoisoi? The revius counts even if it's an oinus. What's it count for? The revius already is that. My lavless stira. So you see that in Reb Lezer, even though it's not goyreim, it is soiser. Zogimon, no. Lo letumuya laitipa b'masa. When he said revius ain't boitkin oiser, meaning that revius, even if it's oinus, it counts, he didn't mean stira. He meant that the tipa zav is tome masa. I think I was going to fall off for 1 second from that. Toshma. Bishlishes, Reb Lezer Oimer, Boitkin Oisei, Berevius, Ain Boitkin Oisei. What does he explain? Le Korban Omarti Velo Lestira. He goof himself, that's exactly what he's explaining. How come in Shlishis I need a bedika, meaning Einus doesn't work? Revius, I don't need a bedika, meaning Einus does work. The Teretz is lekarbon amarti. When is an Einus a problem? Legabi karbon, but not legabi stira. So you have a furish in Rebbe Lezer that even though in the Shlishis you need bedika, meaning an Einus is not goyrim anything in Zivo, yet it's Saiser. That was our Shaila basically. Can something that's not goyrim be Saiser? Zog de Gemara, in Rebbe Lezer you're right. Elul Rebbe Lezer tifshoit the dovash in a goyrim soiser. You're right. In Rebbe Lezer, you've shown Rebbe Lezer taka holds that even a dovash in a goyrim is soiser because he's got ziva ba'oynes. According to him, doesn't do anything. Even in the bdika shlishis, even in the riyah shlishis, you need a bdika, which means in the riyah shlishis, if it's oynes, it doesn't count. It doesn't make him for a zav. Yet in the Revius, you don't need bdika, meaning it's soiser. So in Rebbe Lezer, we taka have proved that a dover shein a goyreim can be soiser. So that could well be, therefore, that dam koishi is soiser. But we want to know, aliba de didan, li rabbonon mai. You're right. In Rebbe Lezer, you proved it. A dover shein a goyreim is soiser. But our shayla is aliba de didan, what's the din? Toshma. The toni abu de rebovin, ma goram loy zoivoy. What is the zoiv cause for him? Shiva. Okay, Kipshuta means he needs Zainakiyah. Lefikach Soisa. Okay? Lefikach Soisa Shiva. I'm sorry. Ziva is Goyrim Shiva, so Ziva is Soisa Shiva. When you see Ziva in the middle of Zainakiyah, you lose the whole Zainakiyah. Ma Goram lo Kiryo Yoimechad. What is Keri cause? Keri is a Tumas Yoimechad. Lefikach Soisa Yoimechad, like we had before. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the Loshim. What does the Loshim of Braisa mean? Ma goram loy zoivoy shiva. My shiva, what does it mean? What does it mean it caused him shiva? Ilaymo de metame shiva. That's the truth of what it means. It caused him to be tome 7 days. Hai, my zoivoy tome shiva mi boiler. What's up as goyrim? It should have said, zoy, ma zoivoy tome shiva, it is a shiva. Ma Valkyrie is Tomei 1, it is Saisa 1, it was a Loshin, Goyreim. Elolav says the Gemara, you see from the Loshin of the Brice that it means to tell me that the reason it's Saisa is because it's Goyreim. And in a something that's not Goyreim will not be Saisa. Elolav, Dover ha Goyreim Saisa, Dover Shein a Goyreim Eino Saisa. Shmamino. If the Gemara remains, the point thing was going to come back. The Gemara remains, we start off with a Shaila. Is dam koishi soise zainikim by a zova, which the Gemara makes dependent on the shaila, is that's a dover shein a goyrim because it can't cause ziva. We have to say the cause of koishi can't do any damage. Can it be soise? And the Gemara says in Rebbe Lezer we have clearly that a dover shein a goyrim is soise because you have oynes beziva. According to Rebbe Lezer, oynes beziva does nothing. Even in the Riyah Shlishis, it doesn't count. And yet in the Riyah Revius, it's Soisa. So according to Ebelezer, Dover Shein Goyreim is Soisa. Mele Koishi will also be Soisa. But in the Rabbonon, it's a Dover, only a Dover HaGoyreim is Soisa. And the Gemara is coming out now, therefore, that Koishi is not Soisa. Omar Abaye Naktinen, Ein Koishi Soisa Bezivo. It doesn't Bechlal bother the Zayin Nekiyah. The imashkachas tano. If you'll find a tana brisa somewhere, the oma soise, if you'll, and you can't ask me any kashas anymore, because you'll find me a brisa that dam koishi is soise, how Rebbe Lezer? I'll always tell you that's Rebbe Lezer. Because we just said Rebbe Lezer taka holds a dover shein a goyrim is soise, like ziva be'oinis. And mele he will hold that koishi is soise. So you basically can't disprove it to me anymore. Okay, that's how we're remaining. But now the Gemara is coming back to a shayla that we've had already a few times. Yemei Leida, what's the din of Yemei Leida? No, let's say the 7 days by a Zohar or the 14 days by a Nekeva. Will that be Soiser or Oile in Zayinikim? Meaning she's a Yoledes Bezoiv. Think a simple case, she's a Yoledes Bezoiv. Right? So she needs Zayinikim. Okay? So now she stops seeing Dam after 3 days. Day 4, 5, 6. That's Yemelei. She's still in the Mektuma, right? But she's not seeing. How does that affect Zayin Nekiyim of Ziva? Can that count as Zayin Nekiyim? It's Noki. On the other hand, it's Yemei Tuma. Because she's in the Yemei Tuma of Leida. So Arata, we've happened to have had a machloikes tanoim. On Daf Lamed, the Gemara came out that big complicated braisa that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold, eina oila, that they don't count. We just had yesterday a braisa where we came out that it's oila. Yesterday we came out, Yimena Doshein Royal, oila and Lesriya Zivosa. Now we're coming to Dina, what's happening over there? Is Tanya Reb Merainis Omer, ein leida soiseres beziva. It's not soise. Okay? No, again, we're talking where she didn't see. If she saw a dam, fashtetach et soise. We're talking Yimei Leida, where she didn't see. Zok Reb Merainis, it's not soise. It's not soise, the Zainikia. Iboy lamao shetala. Good, it's not soise. But can it count as Zainikim? Or maybe it's neutral. It doesn't count. She has 3 days in the Kiyim, then comes Yimei Leida. It's not soisa. Could be just suspended. It doesn't count. It doesn't soisa. She has three. She'll fill them up later when the Yimei Leida finish. Oh no, those days can actually count as the Zayinikim. Iboy lumau shetala. Abaye omar eina seseres ve'eina oila. If Reb Merainis had meant to say it counts, he would have said it counts. All he said was eina seseres. He meant eina seseres, but ve'eina oil. It's neutral. It doesn't mess up the Zayinikim, but it can't count in the Zayinikim. You just put it on a count. You wait till they're over, and then you continue counting your Zayinikim. Rava omer, eina seseres ve'oil. It counts in the Zayinikim. Okay, omer rava menua mina lo. How do I know that the Yemei Leida is eina seseres and oil? Zok the Rova Asvara, which he said before, that there can't be that neutral ground. It can't be such a thing as Eina Seseris and Eina Oila, because then you don't have 7 consecutive days. That's what it would mean. You tell me you have 3 days in the key, and then you may lay there. It's not Seiser. You keep your 3 days, but it's not Oila. You continue in the key when the Leida finishes. Meaning you'll have a non-consecutive Zay in the key. He basically says there can't be such a thing. Omar Rova, Menu Aminu Desanyo. The achat titar, achar achal kulon, shalot hay tumo mafsekis beinayim. So e amrit bishlamo oila. If you say the days of later count, they're good. Hayne the lomasekis tumo. Eli amrit ain't a oila. You're telling me it doesn't count. That means there's a hefsek here. Is ifsek lay late? That's what you'd be telling me. You're telling me you have 3 days in the kiyim. Now you have your may later, which is a break, and then you continue your kiyim later. So what was something? You may tumo with mafsek. You can't have that. You can't have zayin the kiyim with a hefsek. He says finished. Okay, Vabaye says, Amaloch Loi. This we had before also. Shalotetu mazivo mafsek is b'neim. Doesn't mean nothing can be mafsek. That's not a taina. You could have your mate tumah being mafsek. You can't have your mate tumah zivo being mafsek. But this theoretically could be. Amarova menu aminal. Another try. The sanyo. Mizoivo. Mizoivo v'loi minigo. Mizoivo v'loi minigos. What does that mean? It says, in Torah mizoivo, if she got out of her ziva stop, she can start counting Zayin Nikiyim. Says the Brice, Mizoivo v'loy minigo. In other words, let's say she happened to have been a Mitzoras also. She has a Nega. Her Ziva stopped and she has a Nega. Can she count Zayin Nikiyim? Mizoivo, I'm Torah, Mizoivo v'loy minigo. She doesn't have to be finished with her Nega. She could have a Nega and count Zayin Nikiyim. Meaning Tzoras doesn't shepherd a Zayin Nikiyim. Oh, but let's the next one. Mizoivo v'lomi leidoso. Meaning she got tore from her zoivo, she can count Zayinikim, even though she's in the middle of Leida. She doesn't have to wait for the Yemei Leida to pass. So that says clearly that Yemei Leida are counting in the Zayinikim. She can count, she counts the days of Zayinikim in the Yemei Leidoso. She doesn't have to clear the Yemei Leidoso. Does she mefurish that Yemei Leida is oiler? Abaye Yomaloch, the Zabrais is a mistake. Tani Chodot should only say one thing there. Mizoiva v'lo minigo. It doesn't say, it's a mistake. It shouldn't say Mizoiva v'lo miledos in the Brice. V'lo itisni v'lo miledos. V'rova, hi, my. The Brice doesn't make sense then. Why? E amrit bishlamo mizoiva v'lo medoso. If you learn the Brice like I do, that there's two cases in the Brice. One is telling me Mizoiva v'lo minigo. One is telling me Mizoiva v'lo meidosa. Then I understand the Braisa. Why? I did the Itzrich Le Leida. Since the Braisa has to tell me the Chiddush that Leida doesn't share in Zayin Nikiyim is Tona Nogo Otu Leida. And the Braisa already tells me Mizoiva v'lo minigo because it said v'lo meidosa. But Mizoiva v'lo minigo, that's all the Braisa told me. I don't need it from this Pasuk. because I already learned it by Zav. In other words, there's one pasuk by Zav, there's one pasuk by Zov. So the pasuk by Zav is telling me, meaning that even though he has a negatzoraz, it doesn't shter zayinaki. Okay, so now Dr. Robert, this brisa comes now by a Zovo and says, Mizoivo veloy minigo, Mizoivo veloy minigo. If to tell me Mizoivo veloy minigo, that I already know from Zav, what I need it by Zovo. The Terrence says, this brisa is really not coming to tell me that din, that I know already. It's coming to tell me the din of Mizoivo veloy minigo, meaning that you may later. Our oil and the Zayin Nikim. Once it said Mizoiva Lomidos, it already said Mizoiva Lomidos, you know, I don't need it. But according to you, Abaye, Mizoiva Lomidos is not a true fact. It's not true. You're erasing it from the Brisa. So all the Brisa ever said was Mizoiva Lomidos. What do you have to tell me that for? I know that for Mizoiva Lomidos. Zok Abaye ever said many times, you need them both. You can't learn Zov from Zov, but that's not a taina. You're right. One pasuk is telling me the same thing. Both psukim are telling me that a negat saraz doesn't shter zayinikim. One is talking by zav, one's talking by zov. Utsrich, and I need them both. The ikos of rachmona bezav. If the Torah told to me by zav, meaning the Torah basically is telling me a kula now by zav that he can count zayinikim. Even though he has a negat saraz. So I would say that's mishum de lo metame be'oines, because Zav has his kula, that it's not metame be'oines. Avol Zov de metame be'oines. Zov in that sense is more chomer than Zav. Emelo, maybe there the din wouldn't apply. Maybe there you have to wait till the nega finishes before you start counting Zayin Nikiyim. Tzricha, unfakert, ve'ikos of Rachmona be'zova, Zova has its kula. Mishum de lo metame be'riyas kebiyomim. Zova. Zov and Zov, you keep going back and forth. Now, each one has a cool against the other one. Zav has the cooler that it's not metame b'oines. Zov has the cooler that she needs 3 days. She's not metame b'riyas ki b'yomim. So you have that cooler mail. I would say the Torah was makel to say, mizov avlomi nigo, avl zov the metame b'riyas ki b'yomim. He has the chumra of riyas ki b'yomim. Emelo, I would say that he can't count zayin ikiyim. Till the nega falls off, it's tzricha. So I need psukim by both. So Abaye is sticking to his guns. You have no right from that brisa, because that brisa never said anything. This that it says in the brisa, mizoiv v'lomi does a mistake. The brisa should only say mizoiv v'lomi nigo, and all it's telling me is the din that a neged saraz doesn't shter in zayinikim. I know that by zav already, you're right. But I couldn't learn zov from zova, nor zova from zav. So I need two psukim in that. The kids, both of Rav's rayas, Abaye is not terribly excited. Now, what's Abaye? Where did he get it from? Abaye holds Yemeleida or Eina Oilin, like we learned on Daflam. Amr Abaye Mino Aminolo, this sign. We had this brayse yesterday. Dvoiso Titmo. Lirabas is Boyolo, that he led us as the din of Boyol Nido. Dvoisa to tame does titmo le rabbis as a leilus, we would have thought only yomit. Dvoisa titmo le rabbis as a yoledis le zoiv, shetzricha shetayshev, shiva nekim. That's what we learned yesterday, that a yoledis bezov needs zayin nekim. Okay, get kipshuta, my lab, what do you mean nekim? I'm talking about a yoledis. My lab nekim miledo. They have to be nekim miledo. We have to have noki from ledo bechlal. So look at my lomi dam kipshuto means nekiim from dam. The fact that it's yimei leida doesn't bother us. So that takes out Abaye's morka, sabshashvacha morka. Horma by menu amin onocha raya. The sanya kimeini dosa says by the yoledes kimeini dosa. So we learn kimeini dosa kach yimei leidosa. Yimei leida are like yimei nido. What do we mean? Ma yimei nidoso ein ruyin lezivo vein svira shiva oile mehen. This is a very interesting thing the Gemara says. Could you have, let's say you had yimei nido without riyah. Those days in shkmiya nido, and she didn't see. Would that count in svira zivo? Now, it's an interesting thing because it's impossible. You can never have, how could you have yimei nido in the middle of svira zivo? Because how does the system work? According to most Rishonim, the system works. When she starts seeing, for 7 days, that's Yemei Nidus. Then for 11 days, that's Yemei Ziva. Once she becomes a Zova, let's say in those 11 days she sees 3 times, correct? Now she's a Zov. When does she start again becoming a Nida? She can't become a Nida again until the Ziva finishes and she has Ayin Nikin. It's an interesting thing. It's a 7-Eleven setup, but it doesn't keep going that way. Except in the Rambam. Most people, that 7-Eleven changes. If she's 7 days, and then 11 days go by without anything happen, then the next 7 days she's a Nida. But if something happens in the Yemei Ziva, meaning she becomes a Zovah Gedoyla, and now she needs Zayin Nikiyim, her Yemei Nidas don't start until she clears the Zivas. So in other words, a woman could theoretically remain a Zovah for the rest of her life. I mean, she sees three times, she has six Nikiyim, she sees a Riyah, that's going to say to the Zayin Nikiyim. And she can go on forever like that. Until she clears Zayin Nikiyim, she keeps messing it up, right? She keeps getting a Riyah in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. She's going to be a Zovah for the rest of her life. Because Yemei Nidus doesn't start again till you finish the Zivus. The Zivus finishes with Zayin Nikiyim. So now I'm asking you a question. I want to know if Yemei Nidus, She'ena Roya Bohen, can count in Zayin Nikiyim. Of course it can't count because it doesn't exist. You can't have Yemei Nidus in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. It can't be. Because till she finishes Zayin Nikiyim, Yemei Nidus only starts the day after Zayin Nikiyim. You just can't have the case of Yemei Nidus coming in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. It just doesn't exist. That's the way he says it. My Yemei Nidus ain't Reuyin L'Ziva. They can't be. They can't be Yemei Nidus and Ziva. Because once she becomes a Zova, the Yemei Nidus doesn't start till she finishes Zayin Nikiyim. Vein Sfira Shiva Oileman. Fashteitzach, the Yemei Nidus can't count as Zayin Nikiyim, because the case doesn't exist. You can never get Yemei Nidus in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. So now, you're learning from there to Leidoso. Af Yemei Leidoso ain Ruyin L'Zivo v'ain Sfira Shiva Oilamehen. Very interesting limud. Yeah, what's going on over here? You're telling me Yemei Leido is like Yemei Nido. Just like Yemei Nido can't be Zivus, and they can't be Oilin the Zayin Nikiyim, so too, Yemei Leida can't be Oila for Zayin Nikiyim. That's what Abaye wants. That's what he wants. On the face of it, though, that's a very strange limud over there. Because when I tell you that Yemei Nidus are not Oila and Zayin Nikiyim, it's because it can't be. It just can't be. There's no such case. There's no case of Yemei Nidus in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. Yemei Leida can be in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. We'll ask that in a second. Oh. But that much it says in the Brisa, there's not much we can do. The Brisa says that Yemei Leida are not Oila L'Zayin Nikiyim. Chaklora Rayat Abaye. I mean, whether we like the way the Brisa did it or not, that's what it says in the Brisa. What's up to Rava? Rava, Homani Reb Lezeri, the Omer Mister Nami Sosra. I told you before, we have Reb Lezer in our pocket from Omer Aleph. The Gemara in Omer Aleph said that Reb Lezer holds even something that's not Goyreim is Soiser. He holds that. Oynes b'ziva, even though it's not goyrim tumo, is soise. He holds that dam koishi, even though it's not goyrim, is soise. He holds that you may need a she'ena roiva. Not only that, they'll be soise, because he holds even a dover she'ena goyrim is soise. So if it's soise, it's certainly not oilus. So don't bring me a raya from there. That's a blazer. We always have a blazer who holds that even a dover she'ena goyrim tumo is soise. That's that braisa. Now, me to Frank the Gemara, the price is all Zayin Reb Lezer, but the limud itself doesn't make any sense. V'chidon in Evsha Mishei Evsha. Your limud, you're telling me your limud is just like Nido is not Oyla L'Zayin Nikiyim. So too late is not Oyla L'Zayin Nikiyim. The reason Nido is not Oyla L'Zayin Nikiyim because the case happens not to exist. There's no such case. So how could you learn Evsha Mishei Evsha? Omer Avachdu by Barami Reb Lezer, happens to be Reb Lezer. The same Reb Lezer holds in Menachis. The Omer Don and Efshir, Mishai Efshir. He taki can Don Efshir, Mishai Efshir. Reb Lezer Menachis learns. He learns the din that a dover shebuchoyve and a boilam and achulin, meaning lamosha, you can't bring a korban pesach from a behemah that's ma'isa. You have to bring it from a chulin to a behemah. Where did he learn that from? A limud pesach doiris and pesach mitzrayim. Just like in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach didn't come from Maisa Sheni animals, so too forever. That's a very interesting limud. The reason it didn't come in Maisa Sheni Mitzrayim, because there wasn't a Maisa Sheni Mitzrayim, that's all. That's Efshim Sheyefshim, that's Frekta Bakiva Fem over there, Chidon and Efshim Sheyefshim, but the Blazer holds, whether we like it or not, as Don and Efshim Mishayefshim. So Zakhtadon, the same thing. This Brisa is Rebbe Lezer. Okay. V'rav Sheishes Omer, no. Al korcho hikishen akosuv. Here's different. Here is a hekish. This is not a gzeirus shavu. When we say ein donin, we who are cholek on Rabbi Elazar say that ein donin efsher mishei efsher. That's an gzeirus shavu. But in a hekish, where there's a hekish and we have to learn it, ein mishum lahekish, there will go even efsher shmei efsher. So it doesn't have to necessarily be Rabbi Elazar. This could work without that because this is a hekish. The Torah is telling you beferish that later is like nidos, so it can tell you that even in things that are efshe mishi efshe dik. Ikedam Rebbe switched the names around. Omer Rav Achdoboy Barami, Omer Rav Sheshes, Rebbe Lezehi, the Omer Donan efshe mishi efshe, Rav Popo Omer Al Korcho Chikishon Hakosu. The Gemara now is remaining. Some very interesting mice over here. We have a shaila here. Yemei Leido. She'ena roya bohen, or a oile lezayin nekiim. They're not soy, so that's for sure not. But a oile, or a oile lezayin nekiim. Blaipim mitwat. Now, we've had a machloek some. Daf lamed, the brisa came out. It's not oile. On daf lamed vov yesterday, we came out. It is oile. There's going to be a brisa. This gemara's kind of gemara's coming up again on daf nundal. Gemara's cleared a shaila again. Nice already, Max. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara asks the exact same shaila again, and the Gemara brings a brisa, poshut the shaila that it's oila, which is like rova, basically. The shaila beats a paskin in the door. This is not gay. This is mamish not gay. A mice, you know, because today every woman is treated as a zova. That means any woman who has a baby is treated as a yoledes bezoiv. Lalocha lemaisa, your lettuce needs zayin nekiim. Would that come? Don't say in the Torah anything about zayin nekiim about your lettuce. It says she taught me 14 days or 7 days. But if it's on it, does it? Every your lettuce by yours needs zayin nekiim. Why? Because we done every isha to be a zova. That's part of Reb Zeira's chumrah. So every woman who has a baby is a your lettuce bezoiv. Correct? As I eat this, what can we do? So we need to clear Zayin Nekiyim. So you have a simple question? I mean, a lady has a baby. She has a girl, okay? So she's tummy for how long? For 14 days. Okay? She stops seeing dam 12 days after the later. She can start the Zayin Nekiyim then or not? That's this machloikis, right? She finished on day 12. She's in the middle of Yemei Leida. Yemei Leida by a girl is 14 days, correct? Can she start Zayin Nekiyim now or not? Does it have Shaila? Yemei Leida, assuming she stopped seeing. If she sees Dam, she sees Dam. But if she didn't see Dam on day 13, it's Machla Hefzik Taira. And start Zayin Nekiyim. According to Rova, she can. Because Yemei Leida, she ain't a Royabu and Oila. They count Zayin Nekiyim. She makes this Hefzik as soon as it stops. I eat Yemei Leida, what I care. As long as the day that's knocking, it counts. According to Abaye. According to Abai, she can't. Abai says a seris veina oila. It's not soisa, but he can't count in Zayin Nekiyim. Is he can't make the hefsek taira until after the 14 days. I mean, she see any dam. This is a nice guy to pass. Came out older now. What's the basic rule? This I learned the first thing they told me in Gemara. I learned the element C is we started with Yalka Gam. And I'm a chlag is Abai Virova, Paskin and Mir. Virova. Except by Yalka Gam. Salary Shaina here paskin like Rova, that it is oila. It is oila. You can't make the Hefsek Taira right away. Rabbi Natan paskins like Abaye, that ain't oila, because Rabbi Natan says that this Leido Shaina oila, this is Yal Kagam. The Lamed of Yal Kagam. Most people will tell you the Lamed and Yal Kagam is a machlokes in Erevin, Lechiyam and Me'eloch. The Rabbi Natan says not true. The Lamed of Yal Kagam is Yemei Leido Oile. So the Rabbi Natan Paskin is like a Bayer, that's Ein Oile. Come on, all the Rishonim do Paskin, it's Oile. Because they say Yal Kagam, the way they taught us in school, is Lechiyam and Me'eloch. Me'eloch, if you had a Yal Kagam, you got to go with Rova, Me'eloch, it's Oile. Okay. Okay. Now, Koshes or Shloisha Yom, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you remember, she was Koshes or Shloisha Yomim, and then Shofsa for one day. So we say, then it's Tomei, that cuts it off. Now, what did Shofsa mean? In the Mishnah, it said, Shofsa min atzar, veloy min adam. What happened? I mean, She saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with labor pains. Wednesday, she got a break from the labor pains. Full 24 hours. Sure, that they had the baby. So we said that the break, the 24-hour break, says that that kosher, she doesn't have to do the vlad. Meila, she's tomei to mazib. What happened on day Wednesday? So the Mishnah says, shov so min atzar v'loy min adam. She stopped having labor pains, but she kept on seeing dam. What if she stopped completely? What if that day is a day of rest, sai from tzar and sai from dam? Iboyulu. Shov so mizeh umizeh ma'u. Not the Mishnah's case. There was a break in the labor, but she continues bleeding. They stopped everything. The whole system closed down. Rav Chisda Omer Tmeya. She's still Tmeya. If anything, it's Avada, she's Tmeya. Rav Chisda will tell us later, if anything, that cuts off more the labor pains from 3 days. If the whole thing stopped, that whole episode of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Bechlal, nothing to do with the later. That's even poshita that it's Tmeya. Rav Chanina Omer Tahoiro. Reb Chanin has an interesting way of looking. He looks a little different than we understood it. He understands like this. Not the pshat, the day of Shoifi disconnects the labor pains from the later. It's not true. He says to Derek have labor pains also before. However, when she's in Skasha for 3 days, then comes a day with no pain and yes, dam, that shows me that the dam is not tied to the koishi, because she has dam without koishi. So then the dam, the first 3 days, I'm not necessarily tied to the koishi either. That's why she's tmeya. But if in the day in the break she has no dam either, then she's going to be tahira. Because then all I have is dam with koishi. The fact that it's separated, that doesn't bother me. All I have is dam with koishi. Dam with koishi is tahira. He holds tahira. Meaning, basically, because he holds you could have labor pains separated from the birth by a day. That doesn't mean it's not labor pains. So she could have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, labor pains with dam. Wednesday, nothing happens. Thursday, she has a baby. I say that that tsar of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is the later. If I catch, she didn't see dam on Wednesday. So I see all her dam is coming with koshi. So if I catch, she's tahira there. Aye, the labor pains are separated from the birth. It happens sometimes. Omer b'chanina, Moshe l'melech, she yates yotzo melech, v'chayolos of lefonof. Yeah, he sends out his entourage before him. That's how they're standing in his nose. A day or two before he goes, the entourage goes. So too, the later sends out chayolim before. You could have chayolim later, a day or two before the later too. B'yodua shechayolos shemelechein. You know these are the chayolos of the melech. So too here, those labor pains, you know, have to do with the baby. So therefore she's taught. But if in the day of shofsa, when there's no tzad, it's dam, then she's tahira because I see the dam is not linked to the koishi. Therefore, she's tmeya. Not because the labor pains are not tied to the birth. They are. But the dam is not tied to the labor pains anymore. Rav Chisda Omar, no. Kol shekein the boy novish chayalos of tvei. When he sends out soldiers in front of him, he certainly has a lot more directly in front of him. So and if these were labor pains, then there should have been more, like we said before. The labor generally, by Rav Noshim, continues right up to the birth. It doesn't stop and take a break. It's not. We had Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah, if you remember. Laila v'yoyim kalele Shabbos. V'yoyim. You need a full day, not 24 hours. You need night and day. Sheshofsa, that's the Mishnah. Sheshofsa min atzar v'lo min adam. Good. That the Mishnah said, it was shofsa min atzar v'lo min adam. Taimo de min atzar v'lo min adam. It's a chura raya to Reb Chanina, because the Mishnah said, what a shofi, shofsim natsar, v'lemin adam, mashma shofsim gansin, will be tahira. Ho mizel mizeh tahira, to you after Reb Chisda, no, om la b'chisda fakir, that's poshut. Lo mi boye mizel mizeh, that's poshut if she takes a complete break, that's poshut that those labor pains have nothing to do with the leidah. Mizel mizeh the tmei, the poskul l'chayolos l'gamri, the whole action stopped. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had labor pains with dam. Wednesday, gol nisht. Thursday, a baby. That clearly tells us that nothing happened. That's not connected to that. There was a complete day of vacation in the middle. It's going to be forced labor, whatever it was. That has nothing to do with the later. That's poshut. But in the Mishnah's case, where, again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she saw it tsar. Wednesday, she saw it out tsar. That's not so clear to me. Amar, I would say, ki heiched midam lo poskah. Just like the dam didn't stop on Wednesday, is milkoshi nami lo posko. The pains didn't stop either. V'atun v'baal mahu dinokat lo. Zitzach v'cholim. She didn't feel the pain so much. But this, the fact that the process was continuing. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she has labor pains with dam. Wednesday, Wednesday she has dam. Im istomas to give in labor pains zeicha. Maybe a little light or whatever. She was so faklap, she didn't chap. She didn't feel it. So there I would say, she's tohoira nein komash molon faket. When it's poskim izem, we said, that's poshit. That has nothing to do with the lay. That's poshut. It's Tommy. The Mishnah is telling me a chiddush that even shav somin atzar veloymin adam, I say, is cut off from the labor, even though there's a dam connecting it. Gone that the pain stopped. She says there was no pain. We rely on it. There was no pain. It cuts it off. So she's tamei. Oh. Tanan, what's the Mishnah's case? Koshes or shloisha yomim b'soich archarosa yom. Look at the case. She saw a dam when Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, okay? The shof semes last, then Wednesday she didn't have. The yolda, then she had the baby, let's say Thursday. Harezu yoledes bezoif. That's nothing to do with the lady, that's a zov. Now what happened over there? Kipshuto, what happened over there was, she saw Sunday, she saw Monday, she saw Tuesday. Wednesday, there was no pain, right? Was there dam? So the next piece of the mission says, shof semen atzav, alom and adam. So we assume it's talking, there was dam on Wednesday too. So it's overkill. What do you need that case for? She saw Sunday, it comes out, she saw Sunday dam, Monday dam, Tuesday dam, Wednesday dam. What do you need so much? You only need 3 reads to make a resolve. You could have said a simpler case. She saw 2 days because she didn't show up. So what do you need that? This 4 days of read, there's no need for it if that's the case. Hey, chedomi, ilay makidik toni, mini shofsa, like the end of the Mishnah. So what do you need 3 days of Riyah for? Make it Sunday with dam and pain, Monday with dam and pain, Tuesday dam and no pain, and then a lady. You have a zovah. What do you need to think? You're coming out with 4 Riyahs here. Loma li sholish, betray b'koichi, v'chad b'shoi fisagi. Ella, what? It's, we're making a mistake here. The Mishnah's 2 cases. The case of the Mishnah that said she saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then shofsa on Wednesday, means shofsa even from the dam. The next case of shofsa, minatzar v'lo minadam, that's talking where she saw Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday she had the break with the dam. But the first case, where she saw 3 days, then the shofi day is without. Me'el tzarai, enter b'chizda. El olav hochi kom, of course she saw shloisa, v'shofsa mizeh umizeh. So they need 3 rears, and the day off has no rear. Oh, shekosha shnayim v'shos mes le'ez, would have shofsa minatzar v'lo minadam, and raise your letters b'zoiv, v'tiyuf to the Reb Chanina. Okay, then the first case of the Mishnah is clearly against Reb Chanina. Because of the case, the first case in the Mishnah, where she saw 3 days and then had shofi. If you learn that that means she had shofi from Tsar, but had dam, it's a funny case. What do you need it for? Make 2 days with shofi. Teretz is, it's talking 3 days. That case is talking 3 days and a day off completely from Tsar and dam. And yet it says Yold is Bezoiv. So you see against Reb Chanina, he claims when it's mizeh umizeh, it's taket meyo. When it's there, he says taket tohira, because we still connected. Om Reb Chanina lo liyolam kidiktoni. The case is the way we said it. The case is Sunday she saw, Monday she saw, Tuesday she saw bekoishi, and Wednesday she had no tsar. But she saw dam. So the question is, what do you need that 3rd day of seeing Bekoshi? Zokti the Chiddush is, V'hoko mashmalon, Ta'af agav the maskel kishui b'shlishi, V'shov semes les, T'meyel afugi Reb Chanina. What he's trying to tell me is that, like we said before, that we had a Reb Chanina in the mission, if you remember, that once there's Koshi on day 3, even though there's a shofi of 24 hours, she's still going to be tahira. That's Reb Chanina's in the Braisa. Chanina Nach Yeshua said, "Kol shechal ki shuyel b'shlishi shalom, afilu kol ayam kula b'shofi ein zuyel letters b'zol." Meaning the 3rd day started with koishi. Then she had a full 24-hour break. So we would say in that case she's tmeya because she had a 24-hour break. He said there, since the 3rd day had koishi, so there's koishi in that 3rd day, she can't be a zovah. that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, not like him. It went out of its way to tell me that there was a re. What's the case? There was a re on Sunday with Kaishi, Monday with Kaishi, Tuesday with Kaishi, then Wednesday there was no tsar, but there was dam. So our question is, what do you need that third day with dam for? You have it anyway in the off day. The teretz is to tell me the chiddush that even though the third day started with Kishui, since there's a Shofi, she's going to be Tmeya. Not like Reb Chanina holds that once there's a Koshi in the third day, it's automatically Tor. Kamahi Kishuyeh. So we have a three-way machloikis in the Mishnah. How far back can you take Kishui? Because let's say a woman labors for 6 months. You're going to tell me that those six months you tie into the Vlad? So we have three ways in the Mishnah. Meir said, "Afilu arboim v'chamishim yoim." Even 40 or 50 days. Reb Yudah said, "Dayachot." So you go back a month. Reb Yosef Shimon, "Ain kishui yoisim." Not more than 2 weeks. Good. Let me again, Reb Meir. What do you mean? Even 40 or 50 days? This is the classic kashing. More asked in many places on the Mishnah. What do you mean? Even 40 or 50? It's if it's mat to 50. It's avada mat to 40. It's when. You tell me it goes back 50, so it goes back 40. What if it's only 40 or 50? You mean to tell me that Koshi can go back 50 days? You have to tell me 40 or 50. Now, sometimes the Gemara does not ask this. Like in the beginning of Sukkah, the Mishnah Tanakhama says a Sukkah has to be tall, not taller than 20 Amos. Kumta Buden says even 40 or 50 Amos is good. Then the Gemara doesn't ask, I mean, even 40 or 50. If 50 is good, so 40 is certainly good. Because there, the Gemara understands that when he said 40 or 50, he meant to say as much as you want. He didn't mean 40, he didn't mean 50. He meant there is no height limit on a sukkah. This is Kedamri Inshi. You know, it's a way of saying, they say today, they say in English, whatever. You know, I mean, you don't have what to say, it's often whatever. So 40 or 50, two whatever else, I don't care. You say 20, I'm 40 or 50. It doesn't mean 40, it doesn't mean 50. Now here, though, the Gemara understood that can't be. Because if you read the Mishnah that way, then Remei would be saying Koshi is Matar, no matter what. That the Gemara understood that you can't say Koshi is limitless. You're going to tell me a lady labors for 9 months. That's called labor. I mean, there's got to be a limit on it. Koshi can't go back forever. So the Gemara has to have a limit. No, if he's telling me a limit, then it doesn't make sense to say even 40 or 50 days. Say even 50 days. 50 days is called Koshi. Our boy, my boy, yes. What's the 40? Is the Gemara answers the way it often answers that there's two cases. There's two types of women. One is 40 and one is 50. Omrav Chisa, loy kosher, kan lechoylo, kan lebriya. A healthy woman, we can pin 40 days in kosher. A woman who's shvach or sick, whatever that means, we can pin 50 days. He's not saying 40 or 50, he's saying two things over here. He's saying a regular healthy woman gets 40 days of kosher, and a choyla gets 50 days of kosher. Either way, he's more than the other people. The other people go, Reb Yehuda is a month. We'll learn about that tomorrow. And Reb Yosef Shimon holds only 2 weeks. But he goes more, 40 for a regular woman, 50 for a choyla.